You know, we had something at Illinois about 4 years ago called Cyberfest,
right.
Which recognized the birthday of HAL 9000, the computer, in 2001. And that was held at the Krannert Center. We also had a 70-millimeter screening of 2001 at the Virginia. And this week went so well that Kim Rotzel and Nancy Casey of the College of Communications asked me if I would be interested in having a film festival every year under the banner of the college. And at first I thought, well, a critic shouldn't be doing this because then you're asking favors of studios whose films you have to review. It could be a conflict. Then I thought, why not put the shoe on the other foot, and instead of them doing me a favor, our festival could do a favor for overlooked films or overlooked genres.
Now, along the lines we were talking about digital versus film, you're going to be having a panel discussion about that very topic. Are you going to take a stand?
Well, my stand...
or do you see benefits both ways?
I feel that traditionally people have gone to theaters to see things on the screen that they can't see at home. And that's why movies started to talk. When radio came in, they had to compete. Movies went to color. Movies went to widescreen. They experimented with 3D. They have stereophonic sound. Then they came up with THX and other forms of surround sound. And now I think it's time for the movies to continue to advance with 48 frame per second projection, which will be so much better than you can get at home. Because when high definition television comes in, and it's now slowly arriving, you won't necessarily want to go to a movie theater to see a picture no better than the picture you're getting at home.
Right. Now, will this this new format you're talking about, is that still with 35-millimeter film, or is that with...
35-millimeter film, yes.
Obviously, we're having the second film festival, so the first one must have been successful.
To our amazement, the first festival was much more successful than we could have dreamed.
Really?
Larger crowds, great participation, good crowds for the panel discussions. And we actually just about broke even, which is amazing in the first year.
Right.
And you have to understand that the festival is supported basically through the good-hearted generosity of the people whose names are in the program. It isn't underwritten by tax dollars or some big studio or some kind of an advertising or marketing scheme. It's just people who have supported it. Lots of people from Champaign-Urbana, from the university, from Chicago.
Well, now, it was also successful for the Virginia Theater.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Virginia Theater as a kid. My dad would tell me that... Well, my dad saw the Marx Brothers on the stage there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was always the show place in Champaign-Urbana. Of course, we also remember, if we go back a few years, the Orpheum and the Rialto, the Art. I guess the Co-Ed is now being cycled out of the movie business.
It's torn down.
The Princes, which then became the Cinema, is no longer there. The Thunderbird is there, but it isn't being used. So the Virginia is the last gasp, along with the Art Theater, which is very special to me, the last gasp of movie exhibition in Champaign-Urbana.